before 50,000 or so Vandenberg County residents come out to the polls for either in-person absentee voting or actual polling on November 8th, the election board needs to test their voting machines and processes. For this, they meet in a small conference room in the county administration building.
And as far as early voting, we're going to use the old National Events Plaza.
Where board president Joe Harrison is leading the meeting. Behind them are three voting machines representing three different county precincts, which will be used during the election. On the other table, a few vote tabulators. After that, elections project manager Deb Oldham instructs the board members on testing the voting machines.
So you all have a ballot in front of you, and you will mark its paper, and you will mark it however you would like, and then you're going to, when you finish, you're going to come up here to the machines, and you're going to replicate what you did on the paper.
They'll basically do a mini voting session, complete with ballots, precincts, and a tabulation, and individual reports at the end. Clerk Carla Hayden says this test is required by law.
And it's been this way for at least decades. I know that we were doing this back in the 1990s with the equipment that we used at that time. But it is an extra layer, and it's open to the public. Anybody can come in, sit, and watch the process. But it does. It's that extra layer that says that, yes, the machines are working as they should. They're counting the votes as they should. They're not adding anything. They're not taking away anything. And they're counting for the right people.
First, they fill out a paper ballot by hand. But the actual test begins with a tiny slip of paper, an activation slip they receive from a poll worker once they're verified as registered to vote.
Little activator slip. You just lay that in the chair if you want.
This activates their machine and brings up the correct ballot for their precinct, of which there are 135. They fill out their ballot again, digitally, on a touchscreen.
When they go through, verify that everything is how they want it to be, then they'll complete their vote. It'll print out a paper ballot. And then that goes through a tabulator to count those votes that they have put on their paper ballot.
And the paper ballot, those basically look like receipts, though,
yes,
right?
They look like a receipt, but they are not a receipt. Some voters think, oh, that's my receipt to take home with me, and it's not. That is your ballot. It has to go through the tabulator or your vote isn't going to count.
And just like in the real world, board members' ballots are fed into the tabulator to be counted.
On election day, it works that way. If someone votes early at one of the early voting sites, such as the libraries, then that slip gets put, ballot gets put into an envelope and isn't counted till election day. Because officially in Indiana, we don't have early voting. We have in-person absentee voting.
And after all the votes are counted, Deb Oldham runs a ballot with close polls printed across it.
Ballot cast successfully.
Which, like it sounds, closes the polls at that location. Then each machine prints an individual closing report.
Voter-friendly and poll worker-friendly equipment.
Yes.
Yes. And everybody seems to just love it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a Wi-Fi connection with the machines at all? Okay, I'm not trying to spread any rumors.
That is not allowed.
No, not at all. No.
In case you missed it, there is no Wi-Fi connection to the machines. In fact, the votes aren't transmitted for counting at all. Votes go on a special encrypted memory card, which only they can open back at the county building.
Well, how does the department feel ahead of this election coming up?
Oh, we feel pretty good. Everything's going as it should, and we've started up mailing out ballots last week, so they're starting to come back.
They're already starting to come back.
Yes.
Absentee voting applications must be received by Thursday, October 27th. Early voting begins October 12th and ends November 7th. Check the county website for a list of locations. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.